Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening. Today is Tuesday, September 12, 2017. I am your host and spiritual advisor, Tina C. Thank you for joining me. You guys, this is my second broadcast, and I am thrilled to be on the air and thrilled to have you joining me. So just to cover how it works, I am here for you guys to call in regarding questions, even feedback, definitely any support I can offer regarding you if you are just now learning how to read tarot, if you have been reading tarot for a while, or even if you are in a different spiritual realm and just interested in seeing how things work on this side. So I'm always happy to have you guys call, join in, and offer feedback. You can reach me at online at ihearTarot.com. You're also welcome to call into the show with questions. We'll start out with recapping where we were from last week, as well as just taking a moment today. I know this is the 12th of September, just a day past the 11th, but just taking a moment to honor those who have fallen on September 11th, and those heroes who made it through and were able to support, and just those memories and the pride of the United States. So just taking a moment, you guys, to honor and respect our history, the miracle that came from it, and the pride that exists. All right, guys, so let's get started. Just reminding you that you can also call and get in touch with me offline if you've got questions, and you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. But to call in, you guys, especially for this evening and for the future, calling in with questions, anything, we can use the cards to see what insight they'd like to offer. But our call-in number is 323-642-1207. So plug that into your phone, put it on speed dial, have it ready for when we speak again next Tuesday. But in the meantime, at the next and for the next hour, I will be yours at 323-642-1207. So we'll go ahead at 3 minutes after 9 o'clock Pacific time and get started. So in follow-up to last week, we were looking at where we are for the month, and you guys are welcome to go to our website to take a peek, but the cards we pulled for the month were the Devil, which is 15 of the major arcana, and just to let you guys know, we're using the Universal Weight deck, which is much like the Rider-Waite deck, just really a difference in the artistic expression. But again, the month is exhibiting or did exhibit for our pull the Devil, which is 15 of the major arcana, the High Priestess, which is 2 of the major arcana, and then we closed the month with the 8 of Cups. So it's interesting because the Devil was exhibiting a restraint. That's one of the first reads I got. Moving into the middle of the month, the High Priestess, which interestingly enough was coming together with our opinion and discovering our opinion, and then closing the month with listening and acting upon our own opinion and decision of self and by self. So what's interesting is I encourage you guys to look at this for yourselves and see where things are going personally. Like I said, the devil is a really interesting card. As I'm sure you guys know, it can be really intimidating for people just because it is the devil. It could have to do with restraint. It could have to do with oppression. It could have to do with habits, not necessarily good habits. It could have to do with addictions. It could have to do with fear of the unknown. So September, and you know, what's interesting, guys, if we look at what's happening in the world right now, it really is something that the card that's coinciding with our life. We don't know what's going on with Hurricane Irma. We don't know what's going on with earthquakes in Mexico. And so it's really interesting because the devil is probably bringing all of our worst fears to life right now. And interestingly enough, last week, the card we pulled for the week was the Emperor, which was four of the major arcana. So we're going to jump into this week and pull a card. But I just remind you guys that you can call in 323-642-1207. You are welcome to call in with questions. When you do call in, please just make sure you give me a moment to connect with you just for our technical capabilities. I want to make sure I'm clear and connected with you on the line and make sure that you state your name, because who you are is important to me. And then we can follow up with your question. And you're also welcome to state where you're calling from. Some of you guys might not be located in California, so we're always happy to hear who's representing where from across the world and across the U.S. But again, I just wanted to remind you guys that last week we pulled, for the first week of September, we pulled the Emperor, which was four of the major arcana. So again, the trend we're seeing is major arcana, a lot of energy happening at the beginning of the month, and a lot of authority that's happening. And there might even be a little struggle going on, especially with that Emperor who has been there, done that, has experience, and doesn't necessarily have to represent and brandish that sword until he really does. So I thought I would share with you also what was interesting for the beginning of this month, excuse me, for today. I will, if we don't have any callers ready to speak with us, I will share with you the card of the day that I pulled, and you guys can follow me at I Hear Tarot on Facebook. You guys can also find me on YouTube at I Hear Tarot, and I post daily readings so you guys can track and see and keep a pulse on what's going on with the cards that I pull. You guys pull your cards and keep a journal, and then we can kind of see what comes up and what mixes and matches. But in the meantime, you guys, 323-642-1207 is the call-in number. So if we have any callers that are on standby right now that have any questions, we can jump right into a read or two. Otherwise, we can move on to our card of the day and certainly stepping into our card of the week. Okay, so while we're getting connected to you, whoever may be calling in, I'm going to share with you the card of the day. So like I said, I have a few different decks that I use when I post my cards of the day, and when I use them, and you guys might also. When you're looking for a tarot deck, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of the time we talk about what card or what deck pulls you in or draws you when you're looking for a deck. So like I said, I'm using the Universal Weight deck right now, but I probably have about, I don't know, 7 or 8 different decks that I use. One of them is the Whimsical deck. One of them is the Angel Tarot deck. One of them is the Toph deck. I also use the Aquarian deck. So it's interesting, whatever you guys use, I'm curious to get feedback from you too, what deck you use and what strikes you and why. So please call in with your feedback and your opinion on decks. a lot of time people ask what deck they should purchase, or if they do get a deck, they begin to wonder if it really is jiving with them. So you guys calling in and sharing your feedback would be really beneficial as well. But like I said, for today, the deck I used for our card of the day is the Angel deck. And this deck is by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. So you guys have probably seen this one. It is a rather thick deck, but it's great because it gives you, it's not an Oracle deck, it's a Tarot deck. So it gives you a lot of insight and description just on the card itself. And then the book that comes with it has even more information on the card. So it's one of my favorite decks to use. One, just because Doreen Virtue and of course, Radley Valentine are known in the industry, a really solid resources and a really solid foundation, have been doing this for a long time. So it's great because I haven't seen too many Tarot decks out there. But they definitely have the market on Oracle decks. So I was really excited to find a Tarot deck by Doreen Virtue, including Radley Valentine. So again, the card of the day today, and you guys, again, this is perfect. It's following along with the trend for the beginning of the month, and it was the Major Arcana, and it was 18 of the Major Arcana. So before we jump into that, I'm going to give you guys a cliffhanger. Before we jump into the moon, which is our card of the day, I want to take our next caller. So if you're ready, are you there? This is Tina. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Pam.
Hey, Pam. Thanks for calling in. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Topanga, California.
Topanga, California. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. How can I help?
So I have a question about tarot readings, because I don't read the cards myself, but I'm oftentimes stopping and getting readings from people, and I keep, in the last 3 months, keep coming up with the Tower. And I think, personally, it's kind of scary. It always makes me think that the worst is going to happen, but they keep assuring me it doesn't necessarily mean that. What's your take on the Tower?
Okay, wow. So we're looking at two aspects. One is you get the Tower when they read your cards, but you haven't been experiencing anything unforeseen. Is that right?
That's right. Like, I've been expecting us, this has happened like 3 times already, where the Tower comes up, and I've been expecting something devastating to happen in my life, and it hasn't, and maybe it's not going to. I've been told it doesn't necessarily mean that everything's going to blow up in my face, but it's scary. I don't know. It just occurs like the Tower means.
Yeah, that can be a scary card. So I get the concern. Do you happen to know off the top what are the other cards that are around the Tower? Do you know if they're Major Arcana or Minor Arcana? Do you know off the top?
Well, the last reading I had, it's interesting because I got the one that has the swords and all the hearts.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I had, you know which one I'm talking about?
Sounds like the three of swords.
Yeah, it's all in, it's stabbing the heart. So I had that one.
Yes.
And I had the one. It's like he's carrying all these wands. I think it's the nine of wands.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And,
okay.
And there's the lady who's got the blindfold on, and she's sitting. I want to say judgment, but I'm not 100% sure it's judgment. But she's got the blindfold on.
Okay, it sounds like it either could be the Two of Swords or the Justice, maybe. Not necessarily the Justice. It sounds like the Two of Swords to me.
She's got swords in her hands, and her arms are crossed.
Okay.
Okay, I got that one, and then I got like a king who's sitting in a chair, and I want to say the King of Swords, I think is what it was. I'm doing this from memory, because the one I was struck with. Was the Tower, and then the guy carrying the bundle, the guy sitting in the chair. The Chariot. The Chariot.
Oh, okay.
That one.
Okay. Okay.
Can't remember any of the other ones. Those are the ones that struck me. The Hangman.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that's what.
So,
Did that?
I'm not going to say it's bad at all. What I actually hear is, so you've got a cross between the major arcana and the minor arcana. And the reason this can be important when reading cards is I always say the minor arcana, so the suits, like the swords, the cups, the rods or the wands, those are the things that we can see, that we live, breathe, and feel, so to speak. And then the major arcana, like your hanged man, your chariot, or the tower, are things that we can't necessarily see. So I usually say that's the energy around us. So I can see why you're almost living in anticipation, because the tower is kind of has a bad rap of being ominous and something bad is going to happen. So give me just a second, because I'm getting the energy from the cards as you describe them. And, of course, where they are in your spread makes a difference, and how many times the cards have been laid down makes a difference. So this isn't the most accurate of readings, and I say that because if you're reading cards, where you lay the cards is important. But what I'm getting for you, Pam, is the way it's coming across for me is being all in or being all out, but it's definitely some decision making. So I'm not even seeing this as something terrible is going to happen. One of my favorite cards is the Tower, because it's empowering. It lets us know at the end of the day, when things do finally shake down, what's left there and what we can count on and what we can work with. So it's actually one of my favorite cards, because what you see is what you get at the end of the day. Now you've got the Hanged Man and you've got the Two of Swords, and those notoriously are about indecision, but the flip side of them is you know in your heart of hearts what it is you want to do. So for you, what I'm getting, especially with the King of Swords, that's decision, that's clarity, that's experience, and that's knowing in your mind what you want to happen. So what I'm getting for you, Pam, is it might be a matter of decision-making that's coming up where you need to just be all in or decide to be all out. And so living in both of those worlds doesn't necessarily work for you, so it might cause some extra anxiety or strife in your life. And it might just be a big decision that's coming up, or you know it's pending and you've got something coming up. Does that sound like anything that's going on in your life right now?
Kind of. It refers to the environment I'm in, and some decisions I have to make about the environment I'm in, because it's not a healthy environment.
Okay. Well, and I love that you're using the word environment and recognizing that, because the Tower is very much or can be very much about our dwelling, so to speak. But like I said, you know what you're dealing with at the end of the day and what you're willing in your case to sacrifice or not sacrifice. So for you, I'm really getting it's about decision. So I wouldn't say, be very, very careful. And the Chariot, that's also about transportation. And when I say transportation, I don't mean, and travel, I don't mean like, it can be physical, but it could also be that kind of journey within yourself. So what I'm getting for you is just some decision making, and it sounds like you're tapped in to what that might be. But I'm not seeing anything ominous for you. I'm just seeing you deciding which way you're going and then going that way.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, did you have any more questions on that, or does that seem to jive?
No, that seems to jive, actually. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
All right, Pam. Well, thank you for calling in. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Bye. All right, guys, so I just want to thank Pam for calling in and sharing with us what she's got going on. And as you probably know, it can be really rewarding when you hear feedback that works with what you're getting. And sometimes when we're reading, especially if it's remote or a first time or with a new deck or even a new card, it can be a little disconcerting because we're not sure if we're on the right track, but we want to express what it is that's coming through. So this goes back to your your intuition and having faith in the messages that come in through. So, you know, Pam was great as a sitter or someone that was having their cards read because she was tapped into the cards and what they look like and what they seem to mean to her. And also she was tapped into other people's feedback. So it's a great example. It's a great example of how we get to be careful when we express to people what a card looks like. So you guys, any deck that you pick up, you know, sometimes like, again, the Tower is a great example. Really scary, really ominous, and she's been getting this card repeatedly. So from her side, it could easily look like, oh my gosh, everything is going to go down, you know, it's going to be terrible. And really what it looks like at the end of the day is it's much about her decision and what she wants to happen next. So I just want to encourage you guys to remember that sometimes people take to heart what it is we say. So just being a little more refined with our personal opinion of the card and let our intuition and the other cards paint that picture of what's going on in their life versus just immediately falling back to the, oh, this is a bad card. And I know we've got another caller on the line, but I want to just take a step back and look at our Angel Tarot deck. Again, I was mentioning that this is by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. So our card of the day was the moon. And I'm going to read to you guys the description on the card. And then I'm going to read to you guys the description in the book. And again, this is just to give you an example and insight to one of my favorite decks, but also what you get with this deck as well. So the artwork is beautiful. It's 18, the moon, and it's Archangel Haniel. So all our cards have to do with angels and what that angel can do for us and how we get to pray to them or ask them for support. And this card reads, important psychic insights, events behind the scenes, release fears that hold you back. So this is a great card. Again, another good example is sometimes the moon can be a really ominous, scary card for people. We don't know if it's telling us to look at what's in front of us. We don't know if it's telling us that we're hiding something under the surface. And we certainly don't know what that is. Is that a coyote? Is it a dog? Is it our internal instinct? Is it our domestic instinct? So it's really interesting because, again, this is a great example. The moon, which can be a super scary card, ends up being one that allows us to pray or to ask Archangel Haniel for support. And, again, the card reads, important psychic insights. So one aspect of the moon. Second aspect, events behind the scenes. And third aspect, release fears that hold you back. So how empowering and gratifying and supportive is this card? So I'm going to go into the description in our guidebook for our Angel Tarot deck. But before I do that, I think we have another caller that's available to speak with us. So if you are their caller, you are on the air. What's your name?
I'm Jester. Thanks for
Hi,
taking
Jester.
The call.
Where are you calling from? You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
I'm in California.
All right. Where in California?
Near Tahoe. Lake Tahoe, so Northern Cal.
All right. Very nice. Well, thank you for calling in. How can I support?
Oh, I don't know. I've never had a tarot reading. I'm an artist, so I've drawn the cards. They are fascinating to me on the different images that on the different cards, but I don't know what they mean. So I was quite interested.
Okay. Wow, that is a great, great question. It's a loaded question, that's a really good question.
My question would be what I'm one that was very fortunate to have it all, and then in a blink of an eye, it all went away through a brain tumor and an accident, it's just very empty for me right now. I don't see tomorrow. So I'm looking for something. I don't know.
Okay. So let me see what's coming through. A Okay, so, you know, I'm going to share with you, I'm going to pull a couple cards for you just to get some insight on what's around you. But what was coming through when you just shared that was, you know, and I'm going to be candid with what's coming through. I'm not going to filter because I think some things can get lost when I start to do that. But what I was getting when you said that was, and you mentioned being an artist, and there's a lot to that. Because you live, breathe, and believe, so to speak, your art and how you understand and process things. And so what was coming through was the extremes by which you've lived and are living, and I'm certainly not diminishing your experiences. But they were saying there's something to that, just the experiences and how extreme they are is almost like how extreme they had to be for you to feel them and understand them. So that would be another conversation to have in depth offline, but there's definitely something to how you process and see and experience things, which is why it almost seems like it's more, the experiences you have seem to be more difficult than what other people have to have. But while I have you on the phone, Jester, I'm gonna pull three cards for you just to see what insight we can get for what's around you. Okay. This is an interesting question. Are you anticipating or expecting any news or any updates or anything like that by chance?
No, actually it's I'm sort of secluded myself from everything. I'm sort of a recluse right now.
Okay. And I'm getting that's by choice. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I guess it would be. It is my choice. I sort of fear what's out there. Like I said, I went through an accident and then a brain tumor in the last operation sort of changed everything. And I married my high school sweetheart, and that marriage of 25 years went away, and everything else, and everything was too heavy for people that I would call close to my, you know, close to me. So I feel lost. I really do. And I was hoping.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing that. And I'm going to jump in and interrupt and start speaking fast because the cards that I pulled for you are interesting. And guys out there that are listening, I'm using the Universal Weight deck. And so what I pulled out for you, Jester, were three cards. One of them is a Page of Wands. One of them is the Knight of Swords. And then the last one is the Fool, which is zero of the major arcana. So what I'm getting for you, and that's one of the first questions I asked you, is are you expecting news? And I know you said it sounds like you're a recluse by choice and also just by almost energy or by I guess energy is the best way to say it right now. So it's interesting because, let me see, because I know you're not hold on a second. I know you're not looking for news. I get that. And I know that you're accustomed to a certain lifestyle that seems to almost be happening around you without your choice or even without your input. But our Page of Wands and our Knight of Swords, both of these cards together are indicating it's time for some action. And whether or not that's something you get in the mail, by email, by a chance happening, by meeting someone, it's interesting because what I'm getting for you that's coming up is action. And this has to do with not only your mental energy, but also your physical energy. So your beingness, I always call this card the Page of Wands, having to do with the energy and the beingness of a person. This is your spark. And so it's interesting because both of these cards, again, the Page of Wands and the Knight of Swords, are indicating action, news, receiving input or insight. And then we have our Fool card, which is so awesome for you, Jester, because this is the beginning of a new phase, a new aspect. And it could be energy, it could be relationship, it could be lifestyle, it could be choice. But these are beautiful cards because they're in line with something fires you up again, something connects you again, something grounds you again, something ties you in again. And you get to move into that mind, body, spirit willingly, and you're energized. And then with the Fool, it's like you just jump right in. And it's interesting for you, it's like it's about that time. It's about time for this kind of shakeup to happen for you, and it gets to happen, and you just jump in because why not? And so, you know, I know you prefaced the call with, you know, you're kind of feeling unmotivated and maybe hollow and unconnected or disconnected. And these cards are saying, you know, and for you, what I'm getting is something something pretty soon. And I don't even mean like 3 or 4, 8 weeks in the future, but I'm getting a lot of energy soon. So definitely within this month is what I'm getting. I can't see what it looks like to you, but definitely something that gets you moving and grooving and connected again. And just impulse is the word that's coming up, and I can't quite explain how that would work with you, but definitely an impulse that moves you. So, and we're moving forward. We're not moving back, and we're not dwelling, and we're not kind of like sitting where we are. We're moving, and we're jumping in willingly. So a lot of energy around what's coming up, especially with these cards. And you might not even see it right now, and that makes sense because usually, especially with our Page of Wands, it's unexpected, but we do receive news. So, yeah, I'm feeling really positive about these, getting really positive energy and exciting energy, something to get you moving again.
Yeah, I do feel stuck. A lot of it, like you said, is by choice. I don't know if I fear what would be next, but it's I feel like I don't have anything left. It's just been sucked out of me, if that makes sense.
It absolutely does, and I appreciate you being so candid and descriptive. And the beautiful part about these cards is this is all about like quick moving energy, almost like where we don't even have time to be like, oh wow, and think about this. It's just like we're automatically engaged, or we're like pulled in, if you can imagine, like pulled into that vortex or pulled into that gravitational spin. And that's what's happening. And the Fool card is so great because it's the beginning and it's the Major Arcana. So it's the universe saying, sorry, kid, you're in. And you're like, wait, I'm not ready. And they're like, sorry, you're in. And you're just in the game again. So, and I'm getting that you need that. But that's exactly what's going to bring you into the fold. So, yeah, what I'm getting from the cards is definitely it's time to get you back in the mix. And however that looks, you will get to be. So
I've sort of tried to motivate myself to do that, to get back out, you know, in the world. I've sort of enveloped myself, surrounded myself with my art, and I'm a writer also, and
mm-hmm.
But there's got to, you know, I don't know if this is how I want it to be, you know, to end. I don't know. I'm not searching for anything. I don't feel like I'm searching for anything. I think I need mm-hmm. something, but I don't know how to go about it.
Yes. And I get that. What you're saying completely jives with the cards because you're saying I'm not searching. And the beautiful thing about, again, the Page of Wands or the Page of Rods, however you want to look at it, it's like if that knock on the door completely unexpected. It's that unexpected visitor or guest or letter in the mail, email in your junk box folder, something unexpected that just comes or is there and changes the way we do things and the way we connect. So I hear you. I hear you being in the place that you are, and what the cards are saying is, okay, we're going to come to you.
And it will be a positive thing.
Definitely getting, especially with you, and again, because we're looking at the rods and that fiery, passionate aspect of us, yes, definitely something that's going to get you moving and grooving. I'm not seeing anything that's like ominous or like dun, 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 and you don't want to open that, you know, open that door, open that envelope. Something that's going to, and it's going to work for your mind, body, and spirit. It's going to connect for you because of how you operate and being so creative. Sometimes the mind doesn't exactly work with the energy that you hold. And so what I'm getting with these cards, everything kind of falls in sequence for you. So it allows you to act and process and do all at the same time, so to speak. So, yes, it's looking good. Very, very exciting, actually.
Cool. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling in. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
You're welcome. Take care. All right. So again, guys, I just want to express my appreciation for you calling in and being so open and candid with your feelings and experiences and situations. I know it's not easy to be vulnerable. And that's one of the beautiful things about reading tarot cards. It's one of my favorite things about reading tarot is we get to be so connected so quickly, so vulnerable, so open, so quickly that it can be really scary. And some people struggle with doing that. And you guys, again, if you're reading for the first time or if you've been reading for a while, you might be experiencing that. And again, feedback and insight would be awesome, as always, if you want to share that with you, share that with us when you call in. But it can be really intimidating for someone to sit across the table and, you know, they think all of a sudden we're going to, you know, flip a couple of cards and all their skeletons are going to be, you know, sitting at the table with us. And it's not like that. But people can feel like that. And it can be part of the hesitation when they come in and say, you know, they've never had their cards read. Or they want you to tell them all about themselves and all these things that we're supposed to know and that we're supposed to magically, you know, express to them, and we can't. So, again, it's just, it's always a blessing when people are able to come to the table open and willing to share, you know, just as Jester was saying, you know, he's struggling with what he's got going on in his life and the battles that he's fought personally and where he is now, you know. And at the end of the day, you would think, oh my gosh, if you've been through that, then, you know, you should have, you know, live happily ever after, but it doesn't necessarily work like that. And he still, you know, has the faith and confidence and hope to call in and share with us what he's got going on. So again, I encourage you guys to, as you are, remain compassionate and open when you talk to people, because something, and I do this all the time, it can seem transactional, and I have to step back and remember, wow, they're really sharing some of their deepest and darkest with me. So again, guys, it is now 10:36. That is Mountain Time. It is 9:36 Pacific Time. I want you guys to call in if you can. And you can reach me at 323-642-1207. So call in with questions, comments, feedback. We've got a little less than half an hour to go before we have to sign off. So you guys, I don't want to miss you. And I love talking to you. I love you guys being open and authentic with me. And it's always a learning moment for me when you guys call in and share with your feedback. If you want to reach me offline, you can call me at 234-97-TAROT. That's 234-97-TAROT. And for some reason, if you guys want to call, or excuse me, email, I get that calling in doesn't always work. So if you can't call in and connect with me during the show, and you can't and don't have the opportunity to call me at 234-97-TAROT, then you guys can email me. I would love to receive your email, and it is, okay, this is going to take a little bit, so write this down. It's Christina@IHearTarot.com. So that is Christina@IHearTarot.com. IHearTarot.com. And you guys, that's Christina without an H. So you can email me at Christina@IHearTarot.com. And you can email me at 3:30 in the morning. It doesn't matter to me. I can't promise you I'm going to respond at 3:30 in the morning, but I will receive my email. I'm always checking my emails, always checking my social media because I like to stay connected to you guys. So listen, call in. We have a little bit less than half an hour, but you guys are always welcome to call. There's no question that's too crazy. I can guarantee if you thought it, someone else has thought the same thing. So it's always kind of nice when you guys call in and ask these questions because it's like being in school. If you've got the question, someone else probably does too. So 323-642-1207 is the call-in number. And until we've got another fabulous caller on the line, I am going to speak with you regarding the moon. And this is the description in the Angel Tarot Guidebook. And as I expressed to you earlier, the card of the day is the moon. And the card read, Archangel Haniel, important psychic insights, events behind the scenes, release fears that hold you back. So I am going to now read you the description in the handbook. And again, this is coming from the Angel Guidebook written by Doreen Virtue and Bradley Valentine, just to give you guys insight on the book and how it works. So when you get the deck, it's not just a matter of having an awesome deck with a great descriptive on it, as well as the imagery, but also for people that are learning the cards or not certain, even if they're doing their own cards of the day and sharing with them on social media, what you should say. This is just a great background and back check. So just take a quick moment, you guys. If you ever have any questions, comments, or feedback, I always encourage you to share them. And one of the latest questions that we've gotten is, do we have a special for listeners? So absolutely, we do. If you want to, again, call or email and we can schedule a time offline to speak, I will give you guys a 25% discount off of the total of your reading. So typically my readings are $2 a minute, a 15 minute minimum. So 25% off would take your $30 cost down to $21. So yes, all you have to do is say I'm a New Age Guild Blog Talk Radio listener, whether you're calling in with an appointment or you're sending me an email to schedule something. And I'll be updating my website, you guys. So I think we'll be able to actually schedule readings online, pay for them ahead of time, in which case you'll still get your discount. So yes, 25% discount for listeners. Just call in and say that you heard or you're scheduling an appointment with me from the New Age Guild or Blog Talk Radio, and we'll give you that 25% discount at the end of your reading. And I just also want to take a moment while we have the time to express and any of you guys out there, whether or not you practice Reiki, whether or not you're intuitive, whether or not you're energetic, it doesn't matter. Just the intentions of sending light and love and positive energy to those that are suffering through the hurricane and through all of this world's energy and turmoil right now, whether or not it's Texas or Florida or Mexico. Now is the time for us to take a moment. Maybe before we fall asleep, maybe when we wake up in the morning, and offer gratitude for what it is and where and who we are, but also send out love and light and healing energy to those that are suffering through these hurricanes, through these earthquakes, through what Mother Nature in this world is taking us through right now, because I don't think there's one person that anyone doesn't know that doesn't know someone that's either going through this right now or knows someone. So just taking a moment, guys, to, again, it's not just about 9/11 so many years ago. It's about what's happening today. And so if anything, and even these cards for the month of September are reminding us that our light, our love, our energy, our positive healing energy and intention goes out to those that are struggling through these hurricanes and through these earthquakes. And just to take a step back to the moon, I appreciate you guys sticking with me as I'm kind of jumping back and forth. There's just a lot of energy going on right now. Going back to the moon, let me read you guys what is in the Angel Guidebook. Everyone experiences times in their lives when they're afraid or insecure. Sometimes these fears are based on external factors you can see, and sometimes worries stem from irrational or unreal concerns. In both cases, it's important to go within and listen to your intuition as what to do next. Ask your inner self about the source of your anxiety and your trust, and trust your guidance. The angel sent you this card because this is a time of powerful intuition and psychic ability. However, your greatest insights will be about yourself. Embrace this period of self-awareness to overcome past blocks that have held you back. awaken to truths about yourself that you've kept hidden, and you see the and see your brilliant light. Additional meanings of this card: paying attention to your dreams, unseen events that are affecting you, illusions. And this card also notes Archangel Haniel has long been associated with the full moon, intuition, and clairvoyance. Call upon Haniel for help in developing trust and following your spiritual gifts and divine guidance. So is the moon a dark card or is it a powerful card? It's kind of scary. Thanks, Paula, for offering that and asking that question. So hearing, again, this is a great description from the moon out of our angel tarot deck, and even our moon, just in using, again, the universal weight deck. The moon can be scary because there is a known factor. But again, at the end of the day, the bottom line, the overall theme is it's a matter of let's dive underneath that waterline, so to speak, and see what it is we're not talking about. It's about that pink elephant. It's about taking that pink elephant by the horns, by the tusk, by the ears, and handling it and addressing it. So again, a lot of times, the fear in the card is because it's not knowing, is because it's unclear, is because it's ominous. And sometimes, and guys, you know, if you get your cards read, or even those that are reading, we have to remember that even we get scared or uncertain of what we want to say. Oh, wow, this is the moon. What is it they're not telling us? What is it we don't want to tell them that they're not telling us? And so it's almost like it is a pink elephant in the room, and we don't want to talk about it. So I see the moon as an empowering card. But Paula, to answer your question, yeah, some people can see it as a very scary card because there's unknown and there are unknown factors in that card. And again, it's what's beneath that waterline. And that's why we're seeing that crab in the universal deck for the Rider-Waite deck. We see that crab or that lobster kind of crawling out of the water. And that's that aspect that we don't want to talk about. And that crab can easily, or that lobster can easily go onto land, or it can go right back underneath that waterline and we never see it again. So that's one of the things that we get to, and part of the symbology that has to do with that card. Another thing is you see that wolf, it looks like a wolf or it looks like a dog, you know, on either side face to face. And that is indicating our domestic side or our instinctual side. So how are we handling what's coming up? What's in between us, what we're just now addressing or learning. Are we going to handle it instinctually without question, or are we going to handle it more conservatively and within reason? So again, it can be scary because we're dealing with an unknown, but the way I see it is it's really empowering because now we get to deal with it the way we want to. So great question. And again, just to remind you guys, and thank you, Jester, for asking, yes, there is a discount for calling in. Just let me know whether you call in by phone to schedule an appointment or whether you email me. You will get a 25% discount off the total cost of your reading. So typically it's $2 a minute, a 15-minute minimum. So that would instantly take a 15-minute reading down from $30 to $21. So again, 323-642-1207. Guys, put that in your speed dial and call in with any questions you have, feedback, observations, even experiences. Sometimes what you learn and experience as you're learning to read tarot or even being a sitter and having your cards read for you can be really insightful. So we've got about 12 minutes left in the hour, and I just wanted to, again, recap the moon, which was our card of the day, and we're seeing a lot of major arcana at the beginning of this month. We already know 9/11 is a big time in our lives, a big time for everybody. It's affected us as a nation, as a person, as a state, West Coast, East Coast, it doesn't matter. And especially with these hurricanes that we have going on, recovery that's just beginning before we start into another, you know, another hurricane with another name in a different location. It looks like we've got a chat room question, and you guys, I really appreciate you even sharing with us what you have, if you can't call in, using the chat room as a way to voice your questions. And thank you for sharing your names and being willing to share your questions. And it looks like we have a question. I'm having an issue at work and feel anxiety. Am I going to lose my job? So it looks like, my dear, and I'm not going to say your name because it looks like right now you're concerned about calling in. But the question is, you're having an issue at work and you feel, let's see, you have an issue at work and you feel anxiety. Are you going to lose your job? Okay, so give me just a moment because I want to get connected. I want to get connected to what you're saying. And okay, so you're having an issue at work. So that issue I'm getting for you probably would, if we were speaking in person, you'd probably have, it would probably give me a little more insight and explanation if you're sharing with me by phone, but I get that you're not going to call in. So the energy around that issue I'm getting, part of it is there's misunderstanding, part of it is there's a lack of clarity. So that's one of the things, yeah, that's one of the things I'm getting. And you're pretty close to what's going on also. So I'm feeling a lot of the energy, almost like heat. It's coming across almost as heat to where I can feel it, the anxiety and uncertainty that you have. So, okay, so, and you guys, when I go silent like this, it's not because we're disconnecting. It's just because I'm getting in that space. And as you know, sometimes we have to be quiet to hear the messages. So when I go quiet like that, guys, it's because I'm tapping and tuning in to what the cards and source want to say. And there's just a lot of energy right now around that issue at work. And I just feel like there's a lack of understanding. But let me pull a couple cards, my dear, and see what they want to say. And I know your question is, am I going to lose my job? So the question like that, we're looking at something right now versus, you know, 6 months, 12 months down the line. Okay. So what I'm getting, and you guys, I'm using a 5-card spread, yes or no, am I going to lose my job? And, you know, we can go into detail with this. We've got about 9 minutes left in the hour, you guys. So the question we got from the chat room is there's a lot of anxiety and nervousness around a job. And will she lose it? So what we're pulling is the King of Swords, the Hanged Man, 6 of Pentacles, 5 of Pentacles, and 7 of Rods. So, no, I'm not getting that you're going to lose your job, but I'm definitely getting, let me see. There's definitely a cause for conversation. There's definitely a cause for clarity. And what we're, okay, yeah. So this question is involving or will involve, how do I say this? I don't want to say principals of the company, but maybe my managers or decision makers might be the best way to say it. So there may be a question of your job being kept or not. What it comes out to being, let me see here. Yeah. What it may come down to is that it's going to be, what the cards are suggesting is that you stay clear and convicted on your position and your situation. And I don't mean get radical and get loud and, you know, stomp your feet. That's not the answer. But the cards are saying that the cards are wanting to remind you that you get to stay clear on the matter at hand and the issue at hand. And while it can get sticky further out, the more people become involved, things get more convoluted, right? And so the cards are saying, let's not get stuck in that and let's not get attached to the way it looks on the outside. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, a crowd draws a crowd. So let's not get insecure about that, what the cards are saying. You need to stay, and you get to stay clear on what's happening in your side of things and what the confusion might be. If there's any ownership on your end, you definitely get to be there. And you know, what's coming through is if it comes down to you taking responsibility or being accountable, that's not the issue because I know you can be. And it may just be what it may come down to is what I'm getting is it may come down to I don't know. I'm just giving you an example. I'm not telling you what's going to happen per se, but the example is maybe like a 30, 60, 90, not restriction, but just being kind of not even monitored, just being on check or on point. And so really what comes from this is you get to reset yourself and what it is you do and how you do things. So maybe just being more in check with policy and procedure, if there is some kind of like a write-up or some kind of like, paperwork that comes along with this, that's possible. But I'm not getting right now, it's a loss of job. I'm just getting a reset. It is bringing into the conversation or to the situation the powers that be and decision makers. And it may take a little bit of time, and that's the scary part. It may take a little bit of time to come to a decision. And that's even worse sometimes because we're almost like living in that anxiety. But I'm not necessarily getting right now a loss of a job. Let me see if I can get anything else on this. It's, maybe even some time off of work. I don't know if that would be a leave or something like that. It might not be the prettiest situation or the most comfortable, but I'm not getting right now. It's a loss of a job. But what the cards are saying, and I'm going to reiterate this, is you staying convicted and clear on what it is you did and why you did it, but coming from the genuine, authentic place, not from the upset, angry, in a corner place. And I'm not saying that you are. It's just like what the cards are really indicating is it's the energy that's around you. So I know you said you're anxious, and I get that because that's understandable. But we get to put that to the side and stay focused on what it is we did and why we did, and being open and accountable to it. And And thank you for saying that, for confirming what I'm saying right now. So I'm getting it's just the energy around your presentation. Because I get that you've got a good heart. I get why you're anxious, and I get the misunderstanding. And so, they're just saying it's that fine line between what you did, why you did it, and also, okay, next steps. Great, accountable, not that we're brushing it under the rug, but okay, what can we do to address this, amend it, and move on, learn my lesson, going back to policy and procedure, totally get it, and being open to that. So thank you for sending that in, you guys. If you are unable to call in, you are certainly welcome to share your questions, input, insights using our chat room. So again, thank you for that question, my dear. I'm not using your name, just out of privacy and anonymity, you guys. Otherwise, typically I will use your names. It's just easier when I'm reading to stay connected to you because we are remote. So we have about 3 more minutes before the top of the hour. It is my honor and privilege to get to spend this time with you guys, to connect with you guys. Call in numbers just in case for next week, 323-642-1207. And for some reason, if you can't connect with me during the hour, you can always call me offline at 234-97-TAROT. That's 234-97-TAROT. And for some reason, if you guys feel a hankering to call me at 3:30 in the morning, you can. I can't necessarily guarantee I'll answer, so you can email me. And that email address is Christina@IHearTarot.com. And that is CristinaIHearTarot.com. And so just taking a moment to recap, we have a month that is starting out with a lot of major arcana, a lot of energy, a lot of almost resetting what's going on for this month and our week, starting with the Empress. So we're seeing a lot of authority, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of us getting to find our voice is what's coming up. So let's see. For in closing, I know we've just got about a minute, you guys, before we're at the top of the hour and our show ends. This is my second show. I want to, again, thank you guys for being here. I want to, again, thank you for having those that are going and suffering through the hurricanes to the earthquakes that are reliving the experiences of 9/11, keeping them in your prayers, your thoughts, sending out positive energy to unite this world and despite all this tragedy, uniting us as energy, as lovers, as being, as light bringers, as light carriers. So thank you all for tuning in, for being here, and for being present not only to this show, but to what else is going on in this world. Take care.